This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Monday, the 21st of June. Mm. My name is Audrey Raj and with me, as usual,
every other week is Frida Liu.
Yes, on the show today, what are we talking about,
okay, Frida? The question that we have for you is, which of these is most important to you as an employee in 2021? Mm. The options on Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, is salary and benefits, work-life balance, strong management, COVID safe environment. Of course, you can also let us know via Instagram, also at BFM Radio, and also WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'd love to hear from you.
Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about vaccinations for transport workers, as well as how the government is mulling easing restrictions for those who are fully vaccinated. Now, we'll have all the details for you on that in just a bit. Also on the show, Tame Impala, The Beatles, Nirvana. And if we have a little time, I think we'll also squeeze in some U2. But like Frida mentioned earlier, our top story today is about employees' preferences or priorities in the year 2021. And we're talking about this today because Randstad recently released its annual employer brand research report in Malaysia. Now, this report is independently conducted by Kantar TNS, and the report basically explores the top EVP factors that influence employees and job seekers in their search for a new career. Now, while some of the findings weren't really surprising, others, I guess, were indicative of the changing nature of work because of this pandemic, right?
At EVP, I guess, employee viewpoints.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Okay, so the 2021 Randstad Employer Brand Research provides employers with insights to validate the assumptions of employees and job seekers. The independent research is the most representative employer brand study in the world, reaching out more than 190,000 respondents across 34 markets, including 2,523 who are based in Malaysia in January 2021. So according to the report, 72% of Malaysians ranked attractive salary and benefits as the most important employee value proposition. They seek an ideal employer. So not too far from our poll so far. Work-life balance comes to a close second at 69%. True. Our polls don't lie. Okay.
Yeah. So Fahad Naim, who is the head of operations at Randstad Malaysia, we'll have him on the line with us after the break. He said that the issue of unmatched salary expectations is not new, yet it's the most complex to resolve. He said there are many factors that come into play when it comes to salary calculation, such as salary legacy, cost of rising standard of living, mismatch in skills and experience, gender disparity, and more. And employers need to conduct regular audits to ensure salary equality and competitiveness, and to find out if investment in skills development of their workforce is adequate enough to retain their high-performing talent.
Right. So the top five employee value propositions that Malaysia's respondents seek in an ideal employee in 2021 are, drumroll, attractive salary and benefits 72%, work-life balance at 69%, strong management at 64%, COVID-19 safe work environment at 63%, and financially healthy at 62%. So Fahad also asked that employees and job seekers are increasingly looking to their employers to tide them through the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly to protect their income and ensure job stability. A strong management is a critical role to play in ensuring good corporate financial performance in the COVID-19 safe work environment to keep the employees safe. This means being able to take actions quickly to protect the business and their workforce, even if they have limited information to work with.
Yeah. Now, the report has a few other interesting findings. Here's one of them. The survey revealed that 73% of female respondents value work-life balance in their search for an ideal employer. In comparison, 65% of male respondents sought for work-life balance as an important EVP factor. Women are also more attracted to softer EVP factors. They ranked COVID-19 safe work environment, pleasant work atmosphere, location, and possibility to work remotely higher than men did.
I don't know why they call it softer though.
Softer, anyway. And as more and more women join the workforce, what it says here, it's essential for employers to create a safe working environment, as female employees tend to seek different factors than men. It is therefore critical for HR professionals to develop fair and equal HR policies that benefits benefits that address the needs and aspirations of both genders.
The report also found that one in four Gen Zers, Zetters, and millennials intend to switch employers in 2021. Prior to the pandemic, 17% of respondents switched employers. Between July and December of 2020, only 11% of respondents switched employers. The study also found that 23% of respondents have plans to switch employers in 2021. Millennials are the most likely to switch employers, so 28% of them looking to do so. This is followed by Gen Z workers at 24%. Many millennials and Gen Z workers are self-taught digital natives. Sure. They were born with it. Mm. They know the latest social media trends, how to work their way around new technologies, and are excited by the idea of being able to try new things. As companies bring their digital transformation strategies forward, it creates the perfect moment for millennials and Gen Zers to explore new job opportunities. Companies are lagging behind their digital initiatives, so need to step up quickly in order to attract and engage the younger generation of workers.
Now, I think this is something that we've also noticed in our office, right?
Right.
You know, like while some of us are just, you know, maybe because we've had, I don't know, maybe more than a decade's experience in the workforce. So when something like this pandemic happens, it's been a great shift for us. Mm. But then for, I guess, the younger, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you know, feel free to jump in on this conversation. But like, they've been really quick to adapt, and they've been, you know, I'm just looking around the office and they've just been like, okay, let's quickly move digital, let's do more stuff on social media, and they're excited about the changes.
Right. And you would be a millennial, so the cusp.
Yes, the cusp.
The bridge, you're the bridge for all of us.
Yeah, so okay. I'm right at the borderline, actually. So for me, I feel both. I'm excited,
right.
You know, as well. But I'm just looking at some of the stats here, and it says that one in four millennials and Gen Zers were intending to switch employers this year. Mm. Now, we've heard about how so many people are worried about job security at this time, you know, but, you know, so 25% of those in the younger generations are actually looking to switch jobs, switch employers in 2021.
Right.
Interesting here.
Right. Okay. So you're like, I'm still harping on the fact that in the cast, so you connect the millennials and the Gen Zers to the uncles and the aunties.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Also, Frida, what about you? What would you say would be your top? Would it be attractive salary and benefits, work-life balance, strong management, COVID-19 safe work environment, or to be financially healthy? What would your top EVP be?
Financially healthy. Financially healthy at this point, yeah.
I actually feel that strong management is another big point for me, another strong point here, because, you know, like it said in the article here, it's in the report, sorry, that it plays a strong management plays a critical role to ensure good corporate financial performance and a safe work environment, because it actually impacts many aspects of your work life, right?
Right. And it's, you know, when you say strong management, to me, it's about being visionary as well, right? Because how are we going to get out of this situation, right? How are we going to move ahead after this? You know, like, you'll connect with a company that has that vision, right? Because, okay, I know I'm going places with this company, and it's not just about money, but like, okay, I see growth, I see this, you know, so that kind of thing also makes a difference. Yeah.
Right. So tell us what you think. Which of these is important to you as an employee in 2021? Is it salary and benefits? Is it work-life balance? Is it strong management? Or is it a COVID-safe environment? And feel free to, you know, tell us what EVP is important to you as well. You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Also on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we will have Fahad Naeem, the head of operations at Randstad Malaysia, to give us more insights into this report, and also, you know, the kind of details or data that has kind of surprised the guys at Randstad on this report as well. All that and more coming up after the Beatles with A Hard Day's Night. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Brave finance managers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me is...
Yes, Frida Liu. And we're asking this question, which of these is most important to you as an employee in 2021? Do take part in our poll and also on Instagram. That's at BFM Radio. The poll results so far is salary and benefits at 44.7%, very close to the Randstad report, right? Mm. Work-life balance at 34.9%, COVID-safe environment 11.4%, and strong management at 9%.
Yeah. We've got a bunch of messages that have already come in, but we'll get to that in just a bit. For now, though, we have...
Fahad Naeem, Head of Operations from Randstad Malaysia. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. Thanks, Fahad, for staying on. We just want to find out, right, what are some findings of the survey that were surprising or unexpected, and why?
What came out to be a surprise is the job security was ranked number 7, which we were assuming that after this economy slowdown and... this uncertainty in the market where people will be looking for more job security. But that's not the case, where 72% of respondents rank attractive salary and benefit as their still top EVP. Mm. So that is unchanged from last couple of years. So that was a bit of a surprise. Malaysian workers are basically still keen switching job if the right opportunity is available. So in this respondents, 23% intend to switch job in 2021. 24% of them were Gen Z and 28% were millennials who want to switch job. Mm. So, and that one thing came out in the survey was young people wants to work for a company that provide good training. So that's something for employer to take a note of.
Right.
The other was the 22% of the respondent worked shorter hours or took a pay cut last year. So it could be multiple reason, but it's untapped resource, lack of transferable skill in this new growing market, such as probably e-commerce or digital marketing or data analytics. So that came out to be a bit of a surprise.
Mm. Job security was at 7th. Wow, yeah, that is quite surprising. Now, Fahad, how has the pandemic changed the wants and needs of people in the workplace? And what are some of the key differences, you know, from previous years?
So one of the significant differences was a gap between salary benefit and work-life balance. So still, salary benefits remain number one factor. Work-life balance is number second. And the gap between these two factors was 14% in 2020 and now is 3% in 2021, which basically says clearly that more people are looking for work-life balance. It could be either to avoid poor traffic conditions or, you know, to spend more time with family, but that's what the result says. The other second factor was the career progression, which scored 39% in 2020 and 61% in 2021, which is basically employer must need to look at, you know, filling up the gap, ensuring the employability and, you know, really looking at upscaling their staff. So that's career progression is one of the things that people are looking for.
Right. Now, with Gen Z entering the workforce, has that changed the demands and dynamics of the workplace? Do you have any interesting findings in the survey?
So this is an interesting question because a lot of employers are interested to know about Gen Z and how do we attract them? How do we retain them?
Yeah.
So for sure, they have higher expectation on employer to provide resources and support their growth. In a survey, it came out as 64% want to have work-life balance. So you know, either they should be allowed working remotely, having a flexible schedule, and even to an extent, they expect some sort of allowance to support well-being.
Right.
And in another part, which says basically 61% want to work in a COVID-safe environment. So what they expect is either employer should allow them to work from home or given masks, sanitizer, or whatever is needed in order for them to feel secure to work in the office environment. The other surprising or it's quite obvious factor, which is 61% of Gen Z use social media for job search in compared to 36% millennials and 32% Gen X. What it says is employer must invest in social media. They must increase their social media exposure and engagement to build the talent pipeline if they're targeting Gen Z. Mm. So that's what came out in the report.
Mm. Fahad, how can employers harness this data to create a more symbiotic workplace? What are some things they should take note of?
I would say work-life balance is the most unmet candidate expectation. Respondent ranked number 2, but their perceived employer to offer is at number 9 on the list. So that's something to take a note of. For some people, maybe working from home is not the ideal environment compared to an office, especially to parents or caregivers, so maybe that's something for employers to know. Other is ensuring that, you know, the work conversation stays on work software instead of using WhatsApp or Telegram or any other applications, which may prompt some people to log back on the work after working hours during lockdown time. So another thing which employer need to pay attention to is the employee's mental health. So multiple lockdown may have manifest mental health problems, which employer need to create a safe environment to offer resources where people can seek for professional help anonymously. That's something that I think is really, really important at the moment. And also, I think there's a need of creating a trust culture, focus on results rather than the process to avoid perception that you are a micromanager or expect staff to be always on. You know, that's something that is still really hard to manage while working remotely, but it's a need. So another is the which employer may need to look into is offering some sort of vaccination leave. So Randstad additional offer 2 days of COVID-19 vaccination leave in order for people to kind of just stay at home, take a rest, monitor their health instead of applying for MC or taking an annual leave. So that's something employer should look into. It offer as a benefit. Last, but is the most important, is the strong management, which was ranked number 3, most important EVP factor. So people want to have leader who lead, and also they're empathetic to the situation during lockdown time. So that's something that's an expectation. It is true, good bosses can't be found everywhere. Some workers may just choose to stick around with the employer because they don't want to take a risk of changing employment, but they will end up working under pressure or under poor management. So strong management is ranked number 3. Employer should pay a lot of attention that everyone is looking for strong leader to stick around in the business.
Right. Empathy was the word of the year last year, and it still is.
Right. And if you had to predict, Farhad, right, what are some major changes that you foresee in the coming year that will be recorded in the 2022 employer brand research?
So despite high number of cases in Malaysia, many employers and candidates are more optimistic in 2021 than in 2020. Also the vaccination rollout programs can help to build this confidence to manage this public health crisis and return to market recovery quickly. So more companies will start resume hiring. That's what I foresee. More people will be open to explore jobs in the market. And at the same time, I do think that more candidates will ask for flexible working hours or options to work from home. It is quite common in tech market, which is going to be one of the things where all the tech talent will be looking for. It's just that employer need to make sure that they have a deliberate efforts and offer flexible options to work from home remotely, instead of taking a risk of losing the talent to competitors who are offering them. So that's one of the things that I foresee.
Right. Thank you for that, Farhad. That was Farhad Naim, Head of Operations at Randstad Malaysia. Now, Frida, a bit of a discrepancy when it comes to how strong management is doing on our poll compared to how it did in the Randstad report.
And of course, we have 255 votes. They surveyed 2,500 people.
So Malaysians alone. Yeah,
2,500 people. So, there could be a slight disparity
But but the thing is that once again, like Farhad said, strong management is also very important during this time because it does affect some of the other EVPs that we've put up there in the report. Right? You have about 33 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel. Which of these is most important to you as an employee in 2021? Is it salary and benefits? Is it work-life balance? Is it strong management, or is it COVID? A COVID-safe environment? And if you have another EVP that you feel is more important than any of this, please get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Also on Twitter and on Instagram, at BFM Radio is our handle. Frida, we have a bit of time before we have to go into a break. Shall we read a couple of messages on Twitter?
We can. We've got from My Sire here, says COVID-19 safe environment is important to ensure we can work safely. So our suppliers and customers, we can't be safe yourself only and not your suppliers and customers. It won't work. work.
Definitely.
Muna Arafa says, I say it depends on which level employee is, whether new in the workforce, seniority, field work, or deskbound, locally employed, or as an expatriate overseas. Mm-hmm. PGV or mental reaper. Regardless of circumstance, pandemic or not, what's on the mind and in the hearts of employees is how they're going to put food on the table for themselves and loved ones. A safe work environment comes a close second. Is such a thing as work-life balance?
I think for years here on the show, we've been calling it work-life integration. Tun Azhan also chimed in to say should add job security. True. But, you know, like you heard Fahad mention earlier, job security actually happens to be seventh on the list of EVP for this year. So I guess, you know, it was in the report, but it was just much lower down compared to work-life balance, strong management, safe environment, or being financially healthy. And Stephen just has this to say.
To be honest, all of it.
Of course. Of course, Stephen. Like I mentioned earlier, you have about half an hour to get in touch with us and tell us which of these is the most important to you as an employee this year in 2021. Salary and benefits, work-life balance, strong management, or a COVID-safe environment. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we've got some news on how transport workers will be vaccinated very soon. All that and more after Tame Impala with Elephant. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.